Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
Just because you win doesn't mean you're won. I come from a state where I was not entitled to become the governor.
Do you think it hurts your credibility at all that you won't accept the findings of the FBI in this particular case?
I'm prepared to accept that not everything in the dossier is 100% accurate.
If you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, then you can enjoy the holidays.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome. The revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 68.
68.
Day 68. Americans held hostage behind enemy lines. And if you add 13 to that, what's that? 81 days since Joe Biden ever promised them that he wouldn't do it. 81 days. And they're still not home. Our fellow Americans trapped behind enemy lines, and Joe doesn't even talk about it. And I think we're like the only ones in the media that do. There's not a whole lot of us. There's just a few of us. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Let me start with this. We've all lived through this COVID hell, right? Everybody's lived through COVID hell. If I could document the hours that I have spent, by the way, gladly, trying to put people together with the right doctors to get the help they need at times when there wasn't very much to work with. Now we have monoclonal antibodies. I want you to repeat after me. Monoclonal antibodies. Now, am I telling you to get monoclonal antibodies? No, I am not a doctor. I don't play doctor on the radio, and I'm not going to play it on TV. But as part of my admonition to take it seriously, and to do your own research and to be informed. Well, now that we have breakout cases and now that we have people that are still unvaccinated that seem to me, now that we've had the debate, they seem to me to have been locked in. We've got thousands and tens of thousands of military and police officers and teachers and firemen, and cops. All of these people are saying they're willing to lose their job, then get this jab. Now, I'm not debating right, wrong. Put that aside for a minute. We've had that debate. Endless debates. Never-ending debates about the shot, the shot, the shot. Then, of course, the booster shot. Now the new booster shot. Then the booster shot. And then the new variant, the Delta variant. They got this new R42 point whatever. I'm just going to call it the Brandon variant. You know, I'm going to come up with my own names for these variants.
Good.
You know, and these variants, we don't know what that means because viruses, you know, they're sneaky little critters that want to stay alive. And the way they do it is they alter, adapt, change. For example, we didn't expect breakthrough cases. That's why, for example, Ron DeSantis in Florida, he set up monoclonal antibody centers like Regeneron. That is a brand. Eli Lilly, I think AstraZeneca even has one. But those are showing to be highly effective. Back to my point, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you have a breakthrough case and you're fully vaccinated, or if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID, you get a positive test. We have more people now that have died of COVID in 2021 under Joe Biden's watch than 2020. And he's the guy that said he was going to get it under control. He's the guy that said that you can be with your friends and family over the 4th of July. Okay, well, now it's Halloween and you still can't be with your friends and family. And Fauci lecturing us that for the greater good, you got to be willing to give up your freedoms. And if you're fully vaccinated and everyone at the table is fully vaccinated, then you might be able to say hello to each other at Christmas. I mean, it's getting insane. But don't expect Santa to bring the proper toys for your kids that they've been begging for, because the supply chain, we've got a problem in this country. It's the treadmill tragedy, as Jen Psaki calls it. Or it's the if you don't shop in October for your Christmas presents problem that Pete Buttigieg talks about. Or this, what did he call it, Ron Klain, the a high class problem. And all the other statements that they... No, none of this is true. These are all self-inflicted disasters. It's not a high class problem. It's an all-American problem. Afghanistan was a disaster you caused. The border's a disaster they caused. The COVID disaster, they're causing it. And if you think the economy disaster is bad now, with talk of inflation, stagflation, you know, you think the supply chain crisis is bad now, just wait till all these people and all these professions start leaving the workplace because of Joe's mandate and their unwillingness to work with employers. I'll tell you what my fear is, and it has nothing to do with me. I don't have a problem. I can retire tomorrow, and I don't have to work another day in my life. I don't want to, you know, but that's not what, I don't think my calling's to quit. For whatever reason, God gave me a big mouth, all right? And I think he expects me to use it. So I'm trying every day to use my big mouth. And I love doing it, and it's an honor to be here every day. I'm humbled that you listen. I'm humbled that you watch at night. I can't do this without you and your support. All right, but here's the point. This is the broader point, is that we now have a country that is in a rapid, precipitous decline, and all of it is caused by Joe Biden. Everything costing more, starting with filling up your gas tank, is Joe Biden's fault. He artificially lowered the supply of oil, the lifeblood of the world's economy, and gas in the world market, while the demands not only have remained constant, but that they've actually increased. I mean, Senator Barrasso's statement yesterday that we're importing more oil from Russia than we are from Alaska, it blows my mind. He's helping to make Putin and Russia rich again. What do you think they're going to do with that money? They're going to be targeting us, you idiots. You know, they're helping the communist Chinese. You know, they ought to be paying us for what they did to the world. No, they're just talking about taking over an entire independent country known as Taiwan. They've already achieved a lot of that goal in Hong Kong, and it's only going to get worse there, too. I'm not advising anybody to go to Hong Kong or go to Taiwan, not at this time. But don't take my word for it. And then they just lie. You know, oh, these illegal immigrants, we don't need to test them because they're not going to be in the United States very long. Oh, really? You mean like the videotape I showed on TV last night, thanks to Miranda Devine, that actually showed 2 a.m., 4:30 a.m. flights of illegal immigrants coming in, being dropped at Westchester Airport, nobody being told about it. That'd be in the dark of night. But not according to Circleback Propaganda Saki. That would be, no, that would, we consider that an early morning flight. How stupid do you think we are? The border is not a crisis, they kept saying to us. You know, this is a, this problem about the supply chain, this is a high class problem. It's not a problem. So you're not going to, too bad for you. You won't be able to choose 15 colors of something you want, but at least you'll get one. Getting lectures now that we should put on our sweaters and drop the thermostat again, you know, circa Jimmy Carter, because that was his speech. $3.5 trillion won't cost you a penny. You better shop earlier. This is the tragedy of the treadmill. I'm just sick and tired of all of it. All of this is preventable, and we can fix it all. Now, it gets worse. You're going to die when you hear this. By the way, Rand Paul will join us later in the program today. Molecular biologist Richard Ebright is his name, and I've read a little bit about him. I know Rand Paul knows more than I do, and I'll ask him about him, because he's been on top of this whole gain-of-function Wuhan Institute of Virology issue. He's been, like Rand Paul, he's been way ahead of the curve. Remember, Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci had it out over this whole gain of function and the NIH and you, the American taxpayer, paying for it all. Well, and then we started to get information. First, we got Fauci's emails, January 31st, 2020. One of the emails told him that it looked like one of the genomes in the coronavirus was manipulated by a human being in a lab. That's gain of function. The same Fauci in 2012 that said, even if gain-of-function research on viruses resulted in a worldwide pandemic, he'd still support it. How stupid is he to even suggest such a dumb comment? Now what we're understanding, then we had the Intercept leak, which was pretty big, and that gave us more insight into Fauci's involvement, the NIH funding. Well, anyway, so this molecular biologist posted a letter from the National Institute of Health showing that an NIH grant did fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, contrary to what Dr. Anthony Fauci testified to under oath. So I guess he's going to get the Roger Stone treatment. Don't hold your breath. Fauci testified, he had that big shootout with Rand Paul, that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, the NIH's October 20th letter to the House Oversight Ranking Member, James Comer, showed that the NIH grant, which was awarded to the EcoHealth Alliance, which you've heard a lot of, then sub-awarded to the Wuhan Virology Lab. Now, my first question is, why in God's name is one American penny being spent for a coronavirus gain-of-function lab with a hostile regime like China? How stupid a country are we? Anyway, so this letter from the NIH shows that it funded a research project that tested if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to human ACE2 receptors in a mouse model. That's all gain-of-function research. Every bit of it is gain-of-function. The letter said in this limited experiment, laboratory mice infected with the bat coronavirus, which eventually became COVID-19, anyway, became sicker than those infected without the gain of function. So in other words, they were able to manipulate and prove that they can manipulate this coronavirus in a lab to make it more lethal. And according to the Department of Health and Human Services, gain of function research is research that improves the ability of a pathogen to cause disease. That's exactly what we funded. That is exactly what gain of function is. That is what exactly what Dr. Anthony Fauci lied about to Senator Rand Paul. And we now know that he knew about it from the beginning. Now, any other American that goes before the House or the Senate and you lie, if your name is Roger Stone, I'll just pick one out of a hat. You're accused of lying to Congress, 30 guys, tactical gear, including frogmen, guns drawn, pre-dawn raid, fake news CNN cameras, and then a judge that wants to put you in jail till you die 10 years later. I mean, that's basically the way it works. And now we have this new FOIA reveal that Fauci's agency funded the entire thing. Now, I'd like to know, what are the consequences going to be here? What are the consequences for Fauci going to be? Number one, for lying. Number two, for knowing about it. And how about number three, for being wrong the entire pandemic? If there's any one single figure.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the U.S. that has screwed this thing up start to finish, it's Dr. Fauci. And in fairness, we tried to be fair to him. People didn't know. People made mistakes. We didn't know what we were dealing with. Turns out he knew a lot more than what he was revealing publicly. And apparently, I was told, Mark Meadows told me, and it'll be in his new book, The Chief's Chief, which is coming out pretty soon. Make sure we book him for that, for when his book comes out. No, it's not on Monday. Oh, he's on the show Monday. I'll ask him about this thing. Anyway, Fauci fought hard to continue funding this in the middle of the coronavirus early months. It's mind-numbing to me. And he still has a job. I'll tell you, you put it all together. You look at all of this, you know, Afghanistan, China, Russia, Iran. We're accepting the possibility that Iran, we're just accepting it's inevitable. They're going to have nuclear weapons. You know, we give waivers to Vladimir Putin. The Chinese can threaten to take over an entire country and fly all over their airspace, our ally, and we don't lift a finger. And then they lie to us constantly, and nobody seems to care about that. And if you're an illegal immigrant, you get preferential treatment over U.S. citizens. No COVID testing, no vaccine mandates for you. A disaster of COVID, national security, our border, energy, the economy, Afghanistan, China, Russia, Iran. You name it, Joe screwed it up.
Exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
By the way, campus police at Arizona State University now urging the prosecution of the protesters that chased Kristen Sinema into the bathroom stall and were filming it. I think that one would have a reasonable expectation of privacy in such a moment. We have a lot of polls I'm going to go over in the next half hour. On one issue, we'll get to the Biden polls later, by a 3-1 margin, yeah, Americans oppose Biden's DOJ's plan to investigate parents who question school boards. You know, this is what is destroying Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. There's been a massive shift of independent voters, female voters, towards the Republican candidate, Glenn Youngkin. And anyway, survey Trafalgar, you know, do you support the attorney general, you know, directing the FBI to investigate parents? No, that wasn't a hard one. All right, we'll get to the disaster of the Biden polls in a second. Now, Tuesday's FBI raid, we told you about this. We've been following this. Nobody knew what it was about this Russian oligarch named Oleg Deripaska. You've heard his name before on this program. It's been a while since we've mentioned it. It turns out Miranda Devine breaking another story that Hunter, zero experience Hunter, boasted that he could provide intelligence on the shady Russian oligarch whose Greenwich Village townhouse was raided by the FBI. The president's son said he could provide Alcoa, the aluminum firm, with knowledge about the elite networks connected to this oligarch in a proposal from his company, Rosemont Seneca. Emails all on Hunter's laptop from hell. Now, my lawyers won't let me get the laptop from hell, but Miranda's book is coming out, and I can't wait to see it because I know what's on it. I've been briefed on it.
Afternoon. When you get off work, be sure to check in first for everything you missed during the day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Before we get back to the day's news, this is our old friend Barbara, right? How come it's been so long since Barbara's called our show?
I think people get busy. I'm not sure.
Barbara, how long has it been from Baltimore since you've been on this program? It's been a long time.
OMG. You know what? It's almost like I can't say it, but I got to say it because it's so hard to get to you now. You're so popular.
Oh, boy.
You're so popular, and we love you. We love you.
I love you back. Barbara, how have you been? We missed you.
Sean, you're the tip of the spear. You're the tip of the spear for freedom. Freedom is not free. You have been the tip of the spear since I found you. Back, I think it was 2016 or 17. You're a true warrior.
Barbara, are you getting emotional on me? We love you.
I don't want to get emotional. You know Jamar, my grandson, yeah. He was 7 when I first started calling you. He's now 15. He's going to be 16.
I know, and then he's going to be off to college, and you're going to be like, I made it. It's hard,
well,
right?
You know what? I don't think he wants to go to college.
Why not?
He wants to get a job. And you know what? He's going into a training program. And
I'm interested. What kind of training program? What is he going to do?
Well, he's going to start at the Wise. We have Wise in our area, which is a food market, and which is good. But they also have transport, you know, getting the truck driving.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is one thing that we really need to focus on with our kids.
There's a huge demand for truck drivers, and it's a hard job. I mean,
it's a hard job, but you know what? If you work hard, you're going to make it.
In this country, you will.
Sean, thank you so much. I can't, oh my gosh, I can't believe. You know, whatever happened to Velma?
Yeah, we haven't heard from Velma either, now that you mention it. Velma. Yeah. We have heard recently from big-time AJ. He's called in.
You know what? And that's what I loved about you. You thought you could take hardcore Democrats and you helped them.
You know,
it didn't work.
I tried so hard with Velma. I even, in a way, tried to bribe her. I gave her. Remember Tavares?
And you know what? And my grandson said to me, he said, why is he focusing on her kids and not getting me, Dana?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What is one thing that he'd really, really think is cool? What would Jamar really want?
Well, the Nintendo Switch, the whole system.
Okay, now I'm only giving this caveat because I've learned this with my own son, because my son is a huge gamer in his free time, and now that he has to provide for himself, he doesn't have that much free time. Because daddy, guess what? Daddy cut him off. He was a little shocked. He goes, "But Dad, you said I could always have as much money as I need for Uber, and you'd never ask questions as long as I was buying food and feeding myself, and I can eat whatever I want." I said, "That's right. You still can. Except I'm not paying for it anymore. You make your own money. You pay for it." And he goes, "But Dad,
well, Jamar has a birthday coming up in November. And because of the food shortages and the things that are happening here, I mean, gas prices are out off the roof, and I'm replacing the windows in the house to keep the leaks out, because we know that I have natural gas,
right?
The gas bills are going to triple.
It's going to be, now it's already up big time. It's actually was at the highest amount ever. All right. So now I'm going to make a caveat. Not that I'm going to find a way. I always find a way, but we got to figure out what I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give Linda the exact make and model, the exact thing that he wants. And we're going to try and move heaven and earth to find it. Now, with that said,
I love you.
The supply chain thing is real. We might need a plan B, or he's just going to, he'd have to wait it out.
Exactly. Because you know what? It might be out in the ocean.
Yeah, at this point.
And if Ron DeSantis, I'm hoping Ron DeSantis is going to rescue Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Ron DeSantis is going to be Santa Claus this year.
He's certainly not going to be Joe. And Fauci.
No, absolutely not.
They're warning us now we're not even going to be able to celebrate Christmas.
Oh, my God. I love you. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Well, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I would just love to see you. I would just love to just drive up. I've been vaccinated.
All right, we've had a few people drive in before, and they weren't coming here with the best of intentions. So, but we would welcome you with open arms. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to get back to the show. We got a lot of news I got to get to, and I'm going to move heaven and earth, and I've got a great team behind me, and I will task everyone to find this Nintendo thing that you want, that he wants, and we'll get it for him. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're very. Thank you, Jesus is true. Amen. All praise be to God. There you go. And by the way, you know what we should set up? Set up for Barbara, like what we do for
Velma.
Velma.
Yeah.
Give her a spa day.
I'm going to give her a spa day.
Yeah. By the way,
you know what would be great? We'll send you with her. You're so good at that.
Yeah. I would rather be dead.
I'll tell you what. Let's make a bet.
Oh, no, I have a spa
day
tomorrow.
You could take your art lesson or go to the spa.
I have a spa day tomorrow, and you know what they're going to do to me tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not a spa day.
Yeah.
It's pain day.
Yeah. Let's just say I've
got to tell the audience what's going on.
No, I don't want to, because nobody wants to hear it.
First of all, there's
not about me.
There's a lot of commiseration out there, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Let's just say I got an issue with...
That sounds so much worse than what it is.
Yeah,
the way you're saying it. Just say what it is.
I'm getting a medical procedure that has nothing to do with my general health. It has to do with my, my
it's your
ability.
Mechanical health. Your ability
exactly.
to walk with ease.
Yeah, okay. Which
do you
I
hear
don't
the way
have.
I said it? It was a lot better.
Okay, we're done now?
Done.
We're done. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Remember this hedge fund billionaire, Paul Tudor Jones, believing inflation is here to stay. One of the funniest stories, I see Jim Cramer over at CNBC. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Jim Cramer. I don't even really know the guy. He's the last guy I would go to for financial advice. It turns out that when he sold all his Bitcoin, he sold it at the most recent low. It just this past week has now hit a record high. Now, we all, in fairness to him, he bought at a fairly low number. Ah, that's it. I'm getting out of crypto. Well, it looks like he got out of crypto a little early. But anyway, this hedge fund billionaire that predicted the 87 stock market collapse, he's sounding the alarm on inflation. Now, we better all pay attention to this. And for all of you in my audience, what do I always say? Do not depend on the government to be there for you to help you. I don't trust the government is going to be there. They don't have the money. Anyway, he's saying he thinks the number one issue Main Street investors are facing is inflation. And he says it's pretty clear to him that inflation is not transitory, meaning short-lived. It's going to be going on for some period of time. It's probably the single biggest threat to certainly financial markets, and I think in society in general. I would argue as an outsider who knows nothing that I get a feel that the market is probably headed for a big adjustment at some point. I don't like the stock market. I'm very, very clear about it. I like bricks. I like mortar. I like something tangible that I can see, feel, and touch. That's what I prefer. Why did I ever go a little bit into crypto? Just because I had friends of mine break me down finally. But anyway, he says inflation can be much worse than we fear. And he says it's just bad. Lauren Summers, you know, sounding the same call. And it's I really worry about where this economy is headed. This is going to be interesting, this raid by the FBI on this Russian oligarch tied to Hunter. There's a lot there. Why did Putin get a waiver while he fired Keystone XL pipeline workers? Why is that possible? Why is he not standing up to China and their talk of reunification with Taiwan? Why? Why is Joe, you know, running for the hills on all of these important issues of the day? Look at this. Gas in California, one California town, $7.59 a gallon. I saw this on the Drudge Report today. Getting more expensive, especially in California. The town's only gas station. It's a remote Central Coast community. It's $7.59 premium is nearly $8.50. Yeah, unbelievable. Congress is eyeing teenage driving for tractor trailers. I don't mind that idea. Remember, I was tending bar at 17. I used to close the bar at 4:30 in the morning every night.
All I'm going to say is that when you first start driving, this is my humble opinion.
Yeah, it's not the best.
You're not your best.
No, you're not. That's true. $22 billion worth of cargo stuck on container ships off of California. Great job, Joe. DeSantis is saying, bring your ships to Florida. We'll get them unloaded for you. Fast. Good for him. I'll tell you, there's nothing I can really report on the economy that's good. United Airlines CEO says airfare prices are set to soar just in time for Christmas as jet fuel prices are higher than they've been in how many years. The supply chain crisis that everyone is predicting is not going away before Christmas and is likely to go deep into next year. But don't worry, that's a high-class problem. That's a tragedy of the treadmill. That's a you need to shop for Christmas presents in October, not December. That's a high-class problem, and you're not going to have 15 colors to choose from, but you're lucky you're getting a coat anyway. If you look at the poll numbers, none of them are good for Joe Biden. This is a presidency in crisis. His approval rating is now down to 37%. The Selzer Grinnell College poll, almost 9 in 10 voters now are worried about inflation, rightly so. Most report prices are up on every single item they're buying. Half could live on their savings for less than 3 months. That's the average person. They can only survive 3 months. Only half, by the way. President Biden's ratings on the economy are disastrous. On the borders, they're disastrous. On energy, it's disastrous. On COVID, it's disastrous. I mean, it is that bad. And I'm not sure. The only way out of it would be, number one, to pull back and put America. First thing I would do is secure the border. Next thing I would do is, And that means just implement the Trump plan. Next thing I would do is I'd immediately go back to energy independence. Stop begging OPEC. How humiliating is that? You know, stop begging Russia. I guess they have such a good relationship, the Bidens and Russia. That's why they're doing it. They're now scaling back this $3.5 trillion monstrosity to somewhere between $1.7 trillion and $2.2 trillion. Joe Manchin has said $1.5 is his limit. And then there's a question of whether or not the squad members will vote for a number that low, because they're threatening to walk away if, in fact, it comes to that. I love how Biden and everybody and Terry McAuliffe and Nancy Pelosi are all begging the media to do their job and better sell their idiotic plan of socialism. But the president's poll numbers can't be that bad. You know, Biden on nearly $2 trillion in new spending. We shouldn't even talk about the numbers. I'm like, what do you mean we shouldn't talk about the numbers? It's all about the numbers that we can't afford. You know, Biden had a mental meltdown again yesterday. We'll play it for you later. He's lost support across every demographic group, especially independents, women, and Hispanic Americans. Jen Psaki could fit multiple treadmills. By the way, oh, Jen Psaki has a $2 million house. Good for her. Well, I guess she has the tragedy of the treadmill problem in her house. So maybe she got her treadmill already. Or what do you call that? Peloton. Whatever the people like. But there's nothing here that I see that I can say to you, you know what? I feel pretty good about this aspect of the economy. Now we have nearly 60% of Americans stating what I've been telling you bravely first. And that is that Joe is not mentally or physically capable of being president. Rasmussen reports. 60%. America sees it. I was the only idiot that was brave enough to say it publicly. And I got the crap beat out of me. Although people really didn't go that hard on me, as hard as I expected. And I'll tell you why. Because I have a nuclear response that I have prepared for anybody that attacks me on this issue. I get attacked and I will release the mother of all montages. The definitive case about what a cognitive mess Joe Biden is. And if it wasn't so sad and pathetic, it's actually funny. But it's serious. It's not funny. That's how serious it is. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll see if they get this Build Back Better socialism nonsense. Al Sharpton came out for a tax loophole for millionaires and billionaires. Oh, must impact his own personal bank account. That's my guess.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.